Huntington. The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State.
And it is time for a wonderfully wacky Wednesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It was an almost perfect morning out.
Almost?
Yeah. 0.2 degrees too warm, and the humidity is 0.02 below what would be perfect. It was close to a perfect morning out there this morning. I mean, darn close.
Picky, huh?
No, it is. Man, it's just a good day to be alive.
Well, that would be almost any day. Come on.
Well, almost any day. But today's one of them, baby.
Okay,
get out there and enjoy it.
Put it on the list. There
final day of Little League season for the Mad Turtle. So we're excited about the final game of the season this evening. Looking forward to that. Last night was, of course, the national night out. Hopefully, good crowds turned out for the various events, including the one down in Bellefonte at the Giant off of the Benner Pike there. Looks like, reading a couple of accounts of it, that a good time was had by all. One of the better events I think we have here in August in this area. So thanks to all that participated. We could not make our way down. The Mad Turtle has his rock climbing on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And, man, the dude was crushing it last night. Challenged himself with three different climbs and nailed every one. And a couple of them were, well, actually all three had some significant challenges. But the last one took some figuring out, trying to work out what the best way was. So that's how we spent our evening. Good time. But again, it does sound like a very good night out with the national night out events. And kudos to everybody who helped put that together.
Where was this rock climbing?
Down at Nittany Climb in Bowlesburg.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a great facility.
Never been
there.
Right.
Yeah, they do a great job.
All right, folks, we have an open line program. Lots of things. Oh, boy. Lots of things to cover today. Let me mention real quick, tomorrow's show, we got, I would say, an interesting guest. I'm looking forward to this. We're going to have the manager, I guess the relatively new manager, of the Penn State Playfly NIL group. That's the group we're going to pay athletes now, and that's the group that's pretty much, I guess, in charge of everything. I still have a lot of questions about this whole situation. Maybe I'm just too old school or something. But that's an interview. That's tomorrow. All right, that's an interview we're really looking forward to. If you don't know anything about this NIL stuff, or you think that, okay, this is crazy, or, hey, this is a really great idea, tune in tomorrow. All right, that's going to be an interesting interview. All right, tune in tomorrow. All right, in the meantime, news and notes here for a Wednesday morning. Yes, if you've been outside this morning, you probably, well, depends on where you are, maybe. You can't help but notice sort of the haze in the air. Yes, Canadian wildfires. This would be a perfect week. It would be a doggone perfect week if it weren't for Canadian wildfires. Ah! Come on, you Canadians, put out your wildfires.
Thanks, Canada.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, Canada. Yeah, wonderful. So, now, Scott here, I'm from Penns Valley, so I live in a valley, and I've got mountain ridges kind of either side of my house. And all I've got to do is just sort of look at the mountain ridge, and you can see the haze. I mean, it's not ridiculous thick, but it instead of nice, vibrant green trees on the hillside, it's, yeah, all right. And the sun looks kind of, I wondered, 24 hours ago, I wondered if this air quality alert would be extended. It was. Now it's till midnight tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if they extend it again into tomorrow or through tomorrow. If my gadget here is to be believed, the air quality index right now here, it's listed at 105. Now, whenever that number gets up to three digits, that's when you start to sort of pay attention to this. Now, if you're perfectly healthy and everything's fine, whatever, you're good. If you have things like asthma and other things, when it gets into the triple numbers, that's when maybe you need to limit yourself outside a little bit, because there's just a lot of stuff in the air, all right? And so, again, 105, right on my gadget, says unhealthy for sensitive groups. Hopefully you know who you are. So let's be a little careful today if you're in one of those groups. And hopefully, again, what we what we really need is a big gust of wind. That should be me, right? I'm full of hot air. Okay, that doesn't seem to do much good.
And if you're not in one of those groups, go out and be reckless today.
What?
Throw caution to the wind and go nuts.
That's what we need, wind.
There you go.
We need some wind.
So like, I'm just trying to help.
Like big wind. Like, I want to get some lawn mowing done, you know, later today. And I'm sure I will. I don't plan to put on a mask or any of that stuff. Mm. I've seen people do it, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. And again, if you have a health situation, that's probably a smart thing to do. All right? So we're not going to do the COVID argument again, all right? Mm. But so there's stuff in the air, and if you want to avoid it, okay, go for it. There we go. All right, let's see. What else do we have? Today is the 80th anniversary of Hiroshima. Now, hopefully you remember history from history class. All right? Yes, the atomic bomb. And then 3 days later, we did it again. And in 80 years' time, there are people still kind of, how do you describe this, wringing their hands that, oh, what we did was terrible and horrible. Yes, what we did was terrible and horrible. After, well, with Japan, after 4 years of fighting a bloody war, we were looking to end it, and we had something that we hoped would do that. Harry Truman okayed it, president, and they went and did it. No surrender. So 3 days later, they went and did it again. And at first, no surrender. And then the Japanese realized, okay, those Americans have probably a few more of these things. And they finally decided, okay, we're done. And I believe August 15th of 1945 is when they threw in the towel, which is what we wanted, so that a lot of our troops didn't have to invade Japan, and it would have been a bloodbath for both sides. Was dropping the bomb bad? Yes. Do we wish we didn't have to do it? Yes. Unfortunately, we had to, because that's the only way that this thing was going to end. So, again, probably today there will be some media pieces kind of floating around out there. Oh, we should have never done that. Oh, it was horrible. Yeah, it was horrible. It was. War is horrible. And we wanted to end it. We did. So, I don't know, just kind of balance that. I'm certain we're going to see some of those op-ed pieces today. Just keep the other half of the story in mind. I think that's really important. All right, there were some stories yesterday, but locally, and I guess we should be ringing the bell. I don't know.
Oh.
State College in Center County, not on the federal sanctuary city list.
Look at that. Got that going for us.
Okay.
Pretty nice.
All right, first off, again, whatever happened, whenever that was, weeks or a month or 2 months ago, whenever that was, somebody in D.C. releases a national list of what they thought were so-called sanctuary cities or sanctuary areas or sanctuary states around the country. And if you recall this story, this list was incredibly long. I mean, like a big, long list. And State College and Center County are on the list. And immediately some local officials like, whoa, 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 whoa. Where'd this come from? This is not true. And it wasn't. Okay. It wasn't. It was totally false.
They sure made a big deal about when they passed it that they were a sanctuary city community.
There's a gray area there.
Yeah, now, for center, I remember them making a big deal about it.
But Center County was on the list.
Yeah.
All right, now, come on. No. Now, and immediately, and not just here, but in a lot of other places, people's like, whoa, what is this? No. And my only thought, I don't know if they ever got a definitive reason, like, where did this come from? I'm thinking some overzealous person or office decided to just make a big, long list. And so I think today, people are still mystified. How are we on this list? And I've got a very simple solution on how Center County and State College made the list. Penn State is here. That's it. If I recall that earlier list, a lot of towns with major universities just popped up on this list. So somebody in D.C. probably just started listing towns that had major universities in them. Big long list. And without realizing, okay, now let's make sure the list is accurate. All right, so they've rejiggered it. And so, I don't know, we should breathe easier or be outraged. I don't know. It depends on where you sit on this thing. All right, that's totally up to you, which one you want to do. All right, we might be getting a call here. All right, well, I tell you what, let's mention our number, because, again, we do have open time here, 814-954-7266. Open lines. Mr. Ironhead, let's go.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
So just as Scott was saying all that, I Googled it.
Okay.
2017, State College Borough unanimously voted to declare State College Borough a sanctuary city.
Oh, that, they made a huge deal about it. We talked about it at the time.
Now, hold on. What year was that again?
2017.
Okay. Keep going.
They themselves declared themselves a sanctuary city.
Yes.
It wasn't D.C.,
No. Somebody in D.C. paid attention to what State College Borough said.
Correct.
Is what happens.
But hold on. That was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Things change in 8 years. Is it possible that's just old information?
Well, it's still accurate information.
Are you sure of that? Because you listen.
Back in 2017, they voted on it. So it's accurate.
8 years ago. I'm saying, did something change in those intervening 8 years?
If you can present the information where State College Borough said we are no longer a sanctuary city, good luck digging that up, Scott, because it didn't happen. But, go ahead. You present that evidence.
Thanks for your call. I'm only going by Center Daily Times had a story. StateCollege.com has a story.
It was all over the place.
No.
Collegian had a story. Onward State. Everybody covered that story, and they wanted it. They promoted the heck out of it.
I'm talking about now, okay? Like yesterday. Stories from yesterday. And they've got quotes from borough officials like, no, this is not accurate. So either somebody is lying.
No.
Or.
No, that couldn't be.
Or they're fudging or something. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, we'll leave that to you. But again, you can, stories just from yesterday. There's borough officials in there. There's quotes in there. And like, okay, what's accurate here? But either way, Center County was never on that list. And yet, on this original list from whatever weeks ago, Center County, there, Center County, PA is listed. Like, what? Where does this come from? Okay, let the arguments continue.
Mm-hmm.
What fun. All right, folks, when's the last time you were at the post office? All right, last time maybe that you bought stamps. Now, hopefully you follow this. I mean, even if you do lots of emailing and you pay your bills online and all that sort of stuff, probably at some point you still send a bill or a letter or something. Hopefully you know that last month they once again increased the price of a stamp. All right, it's now up to 78 cents for a stamp. And apparently they're now in a rhythm where expect the price of stamps to just go up every 6 months, probably July, January, and so on. Again, the Postal Service is still in the red. All right, they're in debt. They're still not making money. They're trying to make some changes to find ways to make money. Not there. I guess the one story I quickly caught, is it possible that by 2027, so in other words, 2 years from now, a postage stamp might be a dollar? And would that be horrifying if a postage stamp was a dollar? So in other words, if you pay a bill with a check, all right, which I do some of those, you put that stamp on it, that stamp being $1 to mail your check. And could that eventually mean the end of, well, mail? I mean, some people still say, well, you know, even 78 cents or a dollar, that's still a bargain to be, well, and you say, okay, if I'm, you know, if I tried to send a bill via UPS or FedEx, of course they would charge me more than a dollar. So, okay, it's still a bargain, but boop, 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 up it goes. Now, keep in mind, anymore, this is, you know, I remember the old days when stamps had a number on them, like, you know, 30 cents or something like that. Now, of course, they're called forever stamps. So if you buy them, and let's say you put them in a drawer, and you forget about them, and 2 years later, you're cleaning out your drawer, oh, look, there's some forever stamps. Are they still good? Yes, they're good forever. Maybe we should be stockpiling stamps. And I bet some people are probably doing that. All right, they're going to the post office like, all right, I don't know what it's going to be like a year or two from now. Let me go buy, I don't know, 100 stamps or something like that, because I'm going to need them for greeting cards and bills and something else. Okay, all right, just get ready. Get ready. Mark it down. Probably January will be the next price increase. You know, like every 6 months. All right, Scott here. I am Protestant. All right. I am not Catholic, but it would be interesting. Now, you're Catholic, aren't you?
Right. I am.
Okay. The new Pope, all right, Pope Leo, the American Pope, this guy is crushing it right now. He is really doing it. Apparently, last week in Rome, they had the Jubilee of Youth, which I guess was a week-long event for young people, and I assume this event has been on the calendar for a long time, as in before the new pope became the pope. I could be wrong on that. I don't know. I don't know the Catholic calendar or any of that stuff. But they had this event last week. It says here over a million young Catholics flew or got to Rome to take part in this event. And if you saw any kind of pictures from this, there was the Pope, and he's greeting people, and everybody's cheering, and they're happy, and they're smiling, and the Pope is waving, and so on. That's big, all right? Allegedly, young people, we were told a while back, were abandoning religion. Like, nah, we're not interested in that anymore. Now I'm starting to see stories that it's the opposite, that young people are starting to sort of find religion. And when over a million people show up in Rome for an event, that's big. One thing I found interesting, I saw, you know, just a video clip, and there's the Pope, and he's waving and all that sort of stuff. All right, when the Pope is out and he goes around, he's in what's called the Popemobile, all right, which is the like a car. And now the Popemobile that I remember, the Pope was, you know, like, would be standing there, and he was in this, I don't know, like clear enclosure, for safety and all that sort of stuff. Now, granted, you know what, Pope John Paul, when was that? That was 45 years ago and so on, when somebody took a shot at him. Remember that? Or if you remember your history. And in recent times, the Popemobile, the Pope's in there, and you can see him, and he's smiling and he's waving, but then there's this hard thing surrounding him. Not last week. All right, there's new Pope Leo. He's in the wide open in his vehicle, and he's waving, and he's, I don't know, shaking hands and whatever. Very interesting stuff. And I'm seeing more stories that allegedly young people are either discovering or rediscovering religion, which I just find fascinating. Like, why? What has changed? I don't think it's just Pope Leo, although he's been a big help. He's younger. Frankly, he's American. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. He seems to have very positive things to say. He's got a good vibe. He's got, you know, some charisma and so on. People are excited. As an outsider, a Protestant looking in, I'm going to be watching this like, okay, this is an interesting twist and turn that we're suddenly dealing with there. And then finally, it's back to Sydney Sweeney. Oh, yes, Sydney and her jeans and so on, which people are still arguing about. But has Sydney slipped up? Oh, my. Did you see this from a couple of days ago? Sydney may have made a cardinal mistake. She admitted she's a registered Republican. Oh, my. Oh, my. Does that, we're going to take a break in a moment, does that affect some of you? That you found out, oh, she's what? Well, those jeans. Okay, American Eagle makes the jeans. Sydney just wears them. Okay? American Eagle makes the jeans. But you have to wonder, A, is Sydney Sweeney's stock going to drop now? Not because of jeans, because she's a registered Republican. You think it's going to go up?
It is going to skyrocket.
Why?
You watch.
Before we take a break, why? Because I would think the opposite. I'm thinking Hollywood.
Nope. Maybe in Hollywood. Amongst the
who she works with.
Yeah, the people out there who are clueless. But her stock in the country, baby. It is going to soar to all-time highs
really?
In the coming months. It is anecdotal, but there are several reports out there. When you compare and contrast what is happening with American Eagle sales, with what happened with Bud Light sales, I think we're going to get a pretty clear indication of the overall general mood and direction of the country. Sydney's going to come out just fine.
Yeah, I read one wag on social media. Yeah, Bud Light needs to get on the phone with Sydney.
Boy, would that be a smart, smart move.
Okay.
By Anheuser-Busch.
Very interesting.
That would be brilliant.
So you would buy
I don't think they're brilliant enough in their advertising agency to come up with that, but it would be brilliant. They're still, they have not recovered from the Mulvaney fiasco.
I guess, what was it last?
American Eagle, meanwhile, it is a handful of social media folks that are creating a perceived hysteria. Meanwhile, I am telling you, the overwhelming majority of folks are like, oh, yeah, cool ad. Good job, Sydney. What? Registered Republican? Yeah, maybe I will get some American Eagle jeans. Let's do it.
All right. We will follow the numbers.
Yes.
As they say.
Follow them closely, kiddo.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have our sports segment. Then we'll have some open line time. Gerrymandering. Oh, boy. It's interesting what causes a controversy. And then we've got some other things as well. And your calls. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line will open back up after a check of sports. And we'll look forward to hearing from you. A couple of other topics that we'll get into here over the course of the morning. But this is when we take a check of sports, and so we do. I don't know if we've mentioned... probably been negligent. Penn State football has some excitement surrounding it heading into the upcoming season. I should have mentioned this earlier.
We missed that.
But yeah, the Nittany Lions, there's a few folks that think this team has a chance to be decent. Could have an above 500 record if all goes well for the season. And they actually are favored in each of their first three games this year.
Really?
So they could get off to a 3-0 start here. And then there's a team from out west, Oregon, and they're going to come in. I don't know if we've mentioned that it's going to be a night game.
That's a long drive.
And my understanding is they are suggesting that fans could wear some white paraphernalia to the game,
like
for
a shirt?
That contest.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe like a white shirt. They'd like to have like over half of the stadium dressed in white if they could.
Oh, that'd be cool.
For that game in September.
That'd be quite a look. Yeah.
And with all of this this excitement that we really haven't mentioned prior to this morning, Penn State running backs Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen have been named to the Doak Walker Award watch list. Finally, some players getting some preseason recognition for the Nittany Lions.
Yes, one in particular.
This award goes to the outstanding running back in college football each season, and Singleton and Allen are both on the watch list for the Doak Walker Award heading into the 2025 college football season. Penn State season begins August 30th. The Nittany Lions will take on Nevada. That'll be a 3:30 kickoff at Beaver Stadium on that same day. In a noon kickoff in Columbus, it'll be Ohio State taking on Texas. Now, Ohio State has a game where they like to dress in black. They have their fans. They call it a blackout. Oh, I got a name. Maybe Penn State could. What about whiteout for this contest against Oregon?
That's not bad.
Whiteout.
That has potential.
Let's see if that catches
okay,
on.
Okay, all right.
And remember where you heard it first. This blackout at Ohio State this year, they've decided Penn State would be a good opponent to do that against. So, be aware. If you're going to the Penn State at Ohio State game in Columbus, it'll be a blackout for the Buckeyes. Let's see how Penn State fares.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have a kickoff time official for that game, do we?
We do not yet.
But it is believed it'll be the old Big Noon gig again, yes?
That is strongly suspected, yes.
Now, will a blackout be as effective at noon as it might be at night?
No.
So,
in a word, no.
Are the Ohio State fans as indignant about that as Penn State fans have been about a nighttime whiteout?
I don't know.
I'm asking.
I don't know.
I'd be curious to check out some Columbus, media outlets and so on that the Columbus or the Ohio State fans are clamoring for a night game there as much as we have done here. We'll see if we can find that out.
And if you're an Ohio State fan and you're listening and you want to call in this morning, first of all, good God, where did your life go wrong? But we'd love to hear from you nonetheless. Penn State women's soccer players Bella Iskew and Kaylin Wolf have been named to the United Soccer Coaches Defenders to Watch list for the upcoming season. The defenders both played for the U.S. Women's Youth National Teams at the U19 and U20 levels this past offseason. Of course, Penn State gearing up for what should be another spectacular season. Penn State season will open on August 14th with a big matchup at Duke. That'll be a 7:00 kickoff. All right, the jersey numbers have been released for most of the Penn State men's hockey players for the upcoming season. Still a few numbers that we're waiting for. That's all big news. The top college prospect in the country this season, one Gavin McKenna for the Nittany Lions, will be wearing number 72.
Okay.
And if you're thinking to yourself, self, how many previous players have worn 72? Give me the list of great 72s in Penn State history here. Well, there have not been any. This will be the first time a Penn State player wears the number 72 on the ice at Pagola.
Okay, now did,
so we got that to look
forward to. Did he choose it, or does the team do that? How does that work?
Yes, I think they get their choice, and then if it's a number that's already taken, there's a discussion. Okay. But I think the players get to choose.
So young Mr.
Somebody knows differently.
Young Mr. McKenna chose 72.
I believe that is correct. Army West Point transfer and defenseman Matt Godowski will be wearing number 4 in the upcoming season. That was Simon Mack's number last season. And freshman defenseman Jackson Smith will wear number 7. Among the jersey numbers for the upcoming spectacular Penn State men's hockey season.
So Matt Godowski is number four.
That is right.
Now, his dad in the stands, well, kind of in the stands.
Yeah.
He could have jersey like number four and a half or something tied in with four.
Something okay, like that. Right, head coach Kristen Simpson and the Penn State women's golf team announcing their fall schedule. Penn State will be competing in four tournaments throughout the fall. They'll start with the Yeamans Hall in South Carolina, and that'll be the 21st annual Cougar Classic. That'll be on September 8th and 9th. Then September 21st and 22nd, Penn State will be hosting the 49th annual Nittany Line Invitational. I think sometime in the next few years, they're going to have the 50th annual Nittany Line Invitational.
If they keep going.
Keep an eye out for that.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But not this year. It'll be 49
right.
This year. Penn State then will have the Mercedes-Benz Collegiate at Tennessee, October 5th through the 7th. We may need to go down and cover that one.
I don't know. With NIL,
I'd like to get down to Tennessee.
With NIL, does the winner of that get a Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah, you ought to.
Hello.
We
got to
check into that.
Come on, yeah.
And then Penn State will close out the fall schedule at the 7th annual Evie Odom Invitational in Virginia Beach, Virginia. That'll be October 16th through the 18th. So make your plans accordingly.
Okay.
I would not mind following.
Yeah, sure.
That's not a bad list of venues to visit in the fall. Tennessee would be fun. I'd like to get down there for a football game sometime. Michael Quevedo had a terrific outing for the State College Spikes last night and led the Spikes to a 5-1 win over the Frederick's Keys as State College sweeps the two-game series. Quevedo had 12 strikeouts in last night's game. That is tied for the most of any pitcher in State College Spikes history. And it is also the most for any pitcher in a single outing at the MLB Draft League level this season. A left-hander racked up 6 strikeouts over the first 4 innings, then retired the first, retired the first 11 batters in order. He also struck out the side in the 5th, and then notched his 10th strikeout in the 6th inning, and wrapped up his historic outing by getting Trey Lipsy to swing for the 3rd strike in the 7th inning. Tonight, the Spikes will open up a series against Mahoning Valley. Come on, Scrappers. Let's see what you got. You run a scrap? We're running a scrap.
All right.
Start time at Medler Field at Lebrano Park is set for 6:35. It'll be the 3rd in the 7-game homestand for the Spikes. Let's go get it done. First of a 3-game series between the Spikes and the Scrappers. The Pittsburgh Pirates fell to the Giants last night, 8-1. Cool story, though. Cam Sanders making his major league debut at the age of 28. He has bounced around the minors here for a while. He has put up some really good numbers at AA Altoona and at AAA Indianapolis this season. He came in through 2 scoreless innings in relief. On the TV broadcast, they did a really good interview with his parents in between innings. It is cool. I love those interviews that they do when somebody is making their major league debut. Again, when you're making your major league debut at 28, there's a special that's a perseverance that factors in there. And Cam Sanders, just, man, he comes across as a really good dude. Took advantage of the opportunity last night, and it was just fun to see. His parents celebrating, the rest of his family, some friends were there. Really cool moment. But the Pirates lose at 8-1. Mike Burrows taking the loss. He allowed 6 earned runs, giving up 3 home runs in 4 2/3 innings. Brian Reynolds went 2 for 4 and drove in Pittsburgh's only run. The Pirates will play what we like to call the rubber game of that series with the Giants this afternoon in a 12:35 start at PNC Park. Airtime here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox is scheduled for 12:10 this afternoon. The Phillies shut out the Orioles 5-0 as they continued to show their dominance, their complete control, their utter humiliation, their destruction
of... Did you write this
their
down?
Dismantling of the Baltimore Orioles yesterday. I did.
Did you actually write
it
down?
I did write it all down.
Like yesterday?
Again. I did.
Yeah, run
yeah,
it
Scott,
in.
Scott transfers this info to our website. And he texts me.
I did some editing.
You really wrote down
you
that
really
entire.
Wrote down.
Of
yes,
course,
did.
I did. Taijuan Walker threw 6 scoreless innings to get the victory for Philadelphia. He had 4 strikeouts and no walks and scattered 4 hits. Brandon Marsh and Max Kepler each went 2 for 4 with 2 RBI to lead the Phillies offense. The Mets again lost to the Guardians 3-2 yesterday. So Philadelphia's lead over New York in the National League East is now 2.5 games. The Phillies will go for the series sweep over the hapless, futile, worthless, embarrassing Baltimore Orioles this afternoon. That'll be a 12:35 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park.
Whose team has a better record, yours or mine?
That's irrelevant.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what that has to do with anything. The Pirates are tried, and they had a nice story last night. Why would you try to ruin this wonderful debut for Cam Sanders by bringing up the overall record and the actual result of last night's game? Why would you do that? You have no humanity.
Because my partner's going in the other direction. That's why.
Also, some very disappointing news ahead of the Steelers' first preseason game, which will be on Saturday against Jacksonville. Rookie quarterback Will Howard, they are saying, it looks now, is going to miss the entire preseason schedule here with a hand injury. NFL Network first to report this. NFL Network now part of ESPN. Howard reportedly fracturing a small bone in his hand during a training camp practice. Mike Tomlin says, he's the Steelers head coach, he says that he thinks the injury occurred just on the center quarterback exchange. Somehow broke a bone in his hand. It sounds like Howard should be good to go when the season begins, but obviously this puts him squarely as QB3 behind Mason Rudolph. That the hope was he'd obviously get some good work and a lot of it in these preseason games and, you know, maybe get a feel for whether or not he could be the future of the franchise at that quarterback spot. Big picture, not a huge deal, three-week setback. But, man, I was just excited to see him go out
bummer.
There. That was like the one thing that I was most looking forward to in checking out the action on Saturday night. But, again, overall, not a big deal, but is expected to miss probably the preseason schedule here recovering from that hand injury. And action at South Williamsport will get underway next week. I've been watching just here and there, just a little bit of the action with these, I guess they're the regional matchups. Man, the emotions. They were talking about this, was it on, now I'm forgetting if it was, I think it was on Dan Patrick's show yesterday, but I could be, it actually might have been Joe Lednoski, they were talking about it. The, or Judge Show. It was one of the shows that aired
yesterday.
On our show
yeah.
yesterday. Actually, the more I'm thinking about it, I think it was Judd. We've talked about this a little bit over the years. It is cool to see Little League Baseball and the kids get the attention. It also is concerning for some of us to see the issue that I think it was Jed that was talking about this. It's like these kids that are throwing curveballs and all of these different pitches at age 12, and the number of times, like your arm is yes. developing, your body is still developing. I don't want to get off on the soapbox and get off on too far of a tangent here, but along those lines, unless you really know what you're doing, and I mean really know what you're doing, and there are some people that really know what they're doing, but going in and having a weight training program for a kiddo that is not yet in high school, I'm just saying, you are really risking long-term future for your kiddo. Your body is meant to develop, and kiddos shouldn't be putting the stress. And I know there's pitch counts and all of that. It's just, there is, again, it's cool on one hand, and I do want to see kids get attention, and it's neat. And then the other side of it is, do we really want to be putting kids in these types of pressure situations? And I've talked about it enough probably over the years. I really do think there is a lot of value in non-organized sports, in pickup games, in playing in your neighborhood with friends, and figuring out the rules for yourself. Not having officials, not having coaches, not... And again, is there good that comes from having coaches and officials and learning? Absolutely. And we had some organized sports when I was a kiddo, nowhere near the degree that we do now. And I think there's a balance there. It's not all bad, what we have now, but also, I just think having unstructured, hey, let's go play, let's figure out the social interaction for ourselves. I just think there's a real benefit there that the overwhelming majority of our kids today aren't getting. That being said, we are excited. Still not exactly sure when. We're trying to figure out. We are determined. We are going to get down for at least a day to South Williamsport to take in some of the Little League action this year. I have never been. I'm 56 years old. I've lived in this area for 55 of those 56 years. It is embarrassing. It is ridiculous. I have never been to the Little League World Series. The kiddo really wants to go. I really want to go. And one way or another, we're figuring it out. We're going to get down there and take in at least a couple of games on a day this August.
See, now I guess I'm even more embarrassed because I've never been to a game.
Yeah.
Now, I raised two daughters. All right, and so Little League Baseball, yeah. One of my girls played softball, all right,
yep.
But not Little League Baseball. So, yeah, you got your little guy. You need to take him.
Yeah, we are, one way or another, we are getting down there.
I mean, with my old job, I worked Williamsport, and so I drove past the Little League facility, oh my gosh, dozens and dozens and dozens of times. And they've got a museum there, or the
yep.
whole nine yards. Never stopped in.
Yeah.
All right, never stopped in. So I'm even more embarrassed than you are. There we go.
Now,
we're going to take a break. Now, we have open line time for the rest of the show. From some of the things you just said, I've got a couple of, like, stories and thoughts. Because I agree with you, the thing about weight training at the age of, like, 11 or 12. No. All right. It's amazing how things have changed, and maybe not necessarily for the better. Anyway, let's take this break first. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will return after this.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Thank you.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you, and yep, that there phone line is available for your use at 814-954-7266. If you want to weigh in on, well, just about anything going on out there on this crazy little planet of ours.
All right, maybe we'll save the political stuff for the 9 o'clock hour. All right, we'll save that for a little bit, actually. That's only a few minutes off. Whoops. Some quick things from what you were just talking about there. All right, first off, the story of the pirate getting in the majors at the age of 28.
Yep.
That's a cool story.
Very cool.
That's a cool story. You don't see those very often, because by the time you get to 28, if you haven't made the majors by that point, it's like, okay, you need to go find a real job now.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, too, if it feels like this guy belongs in the majors. Like, hey, he has a fastball that's in the mid-90s. He's really worked to refine his pitches a bit. Again, very effective last night. Again, one outing. I get it. Two innings. But, I mean, he's both in Altoona and Indianapolis this year. He's been sensational. Under a 2 ERA, which is very, very good. I think this guy, you don't know, obviously, chance that this was his one moment, and that's it. The Pirates have taxed their bullpen a bit over the last few days, and so that's why he was brought up. But you just get the feeling this guy has a chance to really get some substantial time here, if not with the Pirates, with somebody here in the coming few seasons. But, yeah, it really is. The age makes it that much more significant. It was a really cool story, just fun.
Yeah. I mean, breaking in at that stage is incredibly rare.
It is.
And it reminded me of a story. All right. 1949. All right. We're going way back. 1949. My dad had a shot at minor league baseball. Now, my dad had a high school diploma, didn't go to college, graduated during World War II, didn't get drafted, but went to work. As soon as he graduated from high school, he got a job to support his parents, you know, and my grandparents and all that sort of stuff. But in 1949, he was offered a shot at minor league baseball. Now, he was a really good baseball player, but again, never played college, you know, none of that stuff. Didn't do it right out of high school. Again, it was during the war. There were other more important things going on, all that sort of stuff, okay? So in 1949, he's offered a shot at the minors. He's 24 years old. Now, even then, that's old, because most guys, you know, either coming out of high school or coming maybe out of college, then they would go to the minors and try to climb the ladder and, you know, all that stuff. Dad didn't do any of that stuff, but he had a shot in 1949 at the age of 24. Didn't work out. Now, Mom and Dad were married by that point, and in 1949, Mom was pregnant with my brother. And so Dad had to make a tough choice. Do I want to chase my dream and try to make it in baseball? Or he chose the or. Now, am I glad he chose the or? Maybe I wouldn't be sitting here if he had chosen the other one.
Yeah.
But I know it broke Dad's heart, because he is a big baseball fan. I mean, my dad and I are the same height, 6 feet, but he had, like, big, thick hands. And I remember one time when I was a kid, we just went out for a pitch. We just went out for a throw. And we were throwing a softball. Softball, not a baseball.
Yeah.
Softball, bigger ball. And at one point, Dad's like, okay, get ready. I'm going to throw you a curve. Now, here I am. I'm the young whippersnapper kid. Like, yeah, okay, Dad, whatever. You're going to throw me a curve. Okay. He throws the ball. And at first, I went to my left to catch the ball. I ended up catching the ball to my right. He threw the biggest curve I have ever seen. And I catch the ball, and I'm looking at him like, how the heck did you do that?
Yeah.
And he kind of grinned at me like, yeah, the old guy still got something, all right, you whippersnapper kid, and so on. So when I heard that pirate story you just mentioned, that's the memory that comes back to me. Now, here's the other memory, all right? It's amazing how much high school especially, not just high school, has changed. All right. Now, my brother, who's considerably older than me, almost 14 years older than me, he was an athlete when he was in high school. Again, about the same height as me, but much more like Dad. He was kind of big, sort of. Okay. Now, he played high school football. Now, this is the mid-1960s. It's amazing how things have changed. I remember when I was growing up, my brother obviously graduated, moved on. He left at home his varsity jacket. Remember, varsity jackets have been popular for decades, right? You varsity letter in a sport, you get a varsity jacket. For whatever reason, he didn't take his varsity jacket with him. All right, he left it at home. But I thought it was cool. You know, I'm like a teenager. I'm like, yeah, varsity jacket. Ooh, there's no way I was going to earn one of those. Not even close. All right, so I had my brother's old varsity jacket. What I remember is this, and my brother shared this with me. In the mid-60s, my brother, 6 feet tall, was an offensive lineman. He was an offensive guard. 6 feet, maybe 180 pounds, and he was an offensive guard. Now, I'd have to check the state high kids. Do they have any 180-pound offensive guards?
I think we can safely say no.
Penns Valley, where I'm from, I don't think there's any 180-pound offensive guards.
No.
He played guard at 180 pounds. I remember when I was in high school, and I'm thinking this would have been like 1980. My high school, all right, now, Mr. Ironhead, you can think differently here. My high school had a weight room that had one Nautilus machine.
Mm.
That was the weight room. It was more like the weight closet. Okay? It had one Nautilus machine. Take a look at high schools today. It is stunning. Okay?
Yes.
I remember in my old job, a few years ago, folks I enjoyed working with was Bishop Guilfoyle down in Altoona.
Yep.
And when you walk into the main entrance at Bishop Guilfoyle High School, right next to the main entrance is the BG weight room. Now, BG is not a big school, all right? We're talking, they don't even have 100 kids in a class, all right? They're a Catholic school. They're small, smallish, all right? But I'm looking at this weight room. I'm like, holy mackerel, look at all the stuff in this weight room. In 1980, one Nautilus machine. Now,
yep.
So when you had the thing about 12-year-olds doing weight training, I'm like, I'm agreeing with you. No, 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 no. This kid hasn't even gone through puberty yet. All right, growth spurt, all that stuff. And I have seen stories of kids, 12, I don't know, maybe 13, where they overdo it with pitching and some other things, and they injure themselves, and they've injured themselves.
Yes.
And yeah. I know there are coaches out there that they love it if you get this crackerjack kid who's really good at a sport, and they want them to then specialize in that sport. Like, you should always be a football player. Don't play those other sports. You should always be a basketball player. Don't waste your time with those other sports. I think, I could be wrong on this, there's maybe just a minority of coaches anymore. They encourage, hey, kid, go out and play multiple sports. Play football in the fall. Play, I don't know, be a wrestler in the wintertime. Hey, go play baseball in the spring. Because, I don't know, you have different skill sets, you have different muscle sets, and you do, and it's actually better for the kid not to specialize. But the problem is, for goodness sakes, I see these travel teams at the age of like 8, and I'm just like, whoa, stop. No, 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 no. And we wonder why kids burn out on some sports. There it is. Or am I wrong? Now, you're nodding your head, you're smiling. Yeah.
No, I... the thing about it, there's always the exception that proves the rule, right? And there are, like, there are, if the kid is truly, hey, parents, I just want to do this, and they have a proclivity for it, and that is their passion, and man, that's all I want to do. I think that is very much the rare exception. But are there kids at a young age that they just, there's a natural talent there, and it is a passion. It's like, hey, yeah, football doesn't interest me. This doesn't interest me. I just want to play baseball. Or, you know, the example I probably overuse, but I've gotten to know David Taylor's family very well, and just at a very early age, he's like, I love wrestling, and he was basically a wrestling protege. Well, that is very much the exception, but he, and David will tell you, I mean, the number of kids who were very good, and in some cases at different stages, better than he was, but they were in it because they were either good at it, or their parents were pushing them, or both. And again, it's a difference between being good at it. David was obviously good at it, but it is what he wanted to do. Like, his dad was, hey, why don't we try baseball? No, I don't really want to do baseball. I want to try to enter a couple of more tournaments here. Again, if it is truly your kid that is, man, I love doing this, okay. But also, even then, I think it's important, hey, we're going to take a couple of months off and do something else. We need, especially in those formative years, you got to have some downtime. Even if it is something that they are truly just remarkably gifted at and that they are truly passionate about, you still, that there's got to be some time there to be a kid. My opinion. And again, while there are exceptions out there, and I know a couple of kids, and it's like, and I know the families, and it's like, this is our kid. Again, I'm not saying you prohibit a kid from following his passion and demand that he do other sports. But I would strongly encourage it. I really wish you would try some of these other things. I'm talking at least up until, you know, maybe middle school. Then again, if there's a passion that they have and you're seeing some truly, gifted potential there, everybody gets to make the decision on their own. I'm not trying to enforce parenting on anybody else. I think overwhelmingly kids benefit from, and not just sports. I think you should encourage them to try a musical instrument. I think you should encourage them to try a foreign language. I think you should encourage them to take up some sort of art, whether it's, again, musical or acting or singing or a combination of thereof, but expose them to some different things so that, hey, oh, I thought my passion was this. Yeah, this seems pretty cool. Maybe I think getting a wide, in those early years, up through at least fourth or fifth grade, I just think it's much better for the kiddo in the long term. And again, if they do get over-specialized early, again, the David Taylors of the world are very much the exception. And David will tell you the number of kids who, like, man, they could have been great, and they were done. They got to high school, and they're like, I don't like this anymore. It's because it wasn't a passion. It was, again, they might have been good at it, but it's like, it's not something that internally, it's like, yeah, man, this is what I want to do every day. And again, in some cases, I mean, just think about your own taste. It could be that they even did love it, but again, if you don't get any time from it, you can overdo it. I just had a conversation with, we love going to Quaker Steak and Lube. We do the Good and Ironhead show there. And on food, I get hooked on different things. I'll try something down there, and it's like, oh, this is my new favorite. And I'll go months with, and I'm on a kick right now. She's like, are you getting the usual now? I'm like, I am. I haven't burned out on it yet. Now, at some point, and we were talking just different things over the years, it's like, yeah, man, I love this, and then I did it too often with foods, with activities. You just think about different things you get involved with. It's like, oh yeah, this is awesome. And then after a few years of it, it's like, all right, I got to find something else to do. Like, it's really fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but now I got to find something else, a different challenge, a different. And so, you know, that's part of it too. And I just think as parents, oh man, my kid's great at this. He loves it. And then the next year it's like, I don't really want to do this. It's okay. Let your, don't, yeah, but you were really good. You really loved it. Yep. And now I don't. My kiddo does not like tomatoes. I hated tomatoes as a kid. I, still not my all-time favorite food, but like the cherry tomatoes, I enjoy popping those, and that, it's your taste change. Even not that long ago, I despised coconut. Still not my all-time favorite, but now I'm like, I can, on, with some things, I'm like, it's okay. I've acquired some taste for it. But again, you go through different stages. It's okay. You don't have to, and certainly your kid doesn't have to like the same activity or anything else consistently all throughout their childhood. It's okay.
I still might draw the line at coconut.
yeah, it's still not my favorite. Yeah, there are times where I'm like, yeah, I'll take that thing with the coconut in it. And even 5 years ago, I would have been like, not a chance. No, that needs to go away.
So for coaches and parents out there, even if you think this kid, your kid, is the next phenom, if the kid wants to play multiple sports, do multiple things, let them.
Yes.
If they're a phenom, they'll stay a phenom. It will develop. But don't burn them out. Oh, there's probably been a laundry list of stories of kids that just got burned out because it turned into more of a chore than anything else. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yep.
All right, just don't then. And weightlifting at the age of 12? No. All right, let's take a break. All right, politics, yeah, all that fun stuff. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll have that and your calls when we come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota Toyota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer. Plus, 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox City Village. It's Let's Talk on a Wednesday morning edition. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266. If you'd like to join the conversation, Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. Today is also National Root Beer Float Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy.
Let's get it done.
Okay.
Perfect day for a root beer float.
I haven't had one of those. Oh, my gosh, I can't remember when I've had one.
I'm not sure when the last time.
It's been a long time.
I'm right there with you. I feel like I need to rectify that situation. It is National Wiggle Your Toes Day.
What?
Wiggle those toes, kiddos.
What?
It is National Fresh Breath Day.
Oh, that's important.
Could I offer you a mint? Perhaps a stick of gum? Could you just brush your teeth, please?
Yes, there you go.
It is National Fresh Breath Day. And it is also National Social Engineering Day.
Oh, geez.
Now, they're not encouraging you to go out and perform social engineering. Probably should be more National Social Engineering Awareness Day. But they call it National Social Engineering Day, but the goal is to aim awareness, raise awareness about social engineering threats and ways you can promote cybersecurity practices that can help protect you. And boy, cyber criminals are getting very, very good at their craft, unfortunately. And they prey not just, I think we think sometimes, well, it's only the elderly or the confused or, you know, maybe the kiddos. The number of people and in both cases, yours truly has been caught. One was a pretty elaborate scam, and it was involved with our delivery business. It was an out-of-state, and it was one of those things. There's like kind of red flags going off, alarm bells. I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem right. But the more I'm talking to the guy, it's like, okay, well, and it was involved wiring money, and we were getting one thing from another. And I'm like, kind of at the last second as we're getting ready to do this deal, I'm like, no, this isn't, something is off here. And talked to some local officials and like, yeah, nope, this is definitely a scam, and we got everything called off in time. In another situation, I won't go into all the details, but actually sent a check. Thought everything was good, and like on the day I sent the check, it's like, oh no, this is definitely a scam. Called the bank, canceled the check, and again, in both cases. But I'm telling you, I know people, like really smart people, and people who are pretty savvy. They are really creative in the different ways they can get into different businesses, and it's like they know how you do business, and it's like, well, yeah, this is the same as always, except I just need this one thing done and changed. And it's like, oh, and I have some friends who have lost substantial amounts of money in these scams. It just,
watch out,
man. If there's anything that just feels, man, I'm not sure about this, I don't do it, would be my encouragement, or at least check with some official authority type, yes, people before.
Do your homework.
You sign off on anything. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Chuck O calling in.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, I liked a lot of your conversation about exposing children to all of the greats of music and sports, and I happened to go over to that game that Reggie was in at Montressor and Gill, and I know when I moved to town here back in the early 90s when they built those fields, I thought it was, like, strange because you can't get anywhere near the entrance of the anywhere near the field or even the teams. And I had heard that back in the day they had a lot of problems with people yelling at that, because some of the other fields, like Panorama, you're right on top of the game there with the bleachers. They were right next to, you know, you could yell at the ref or something. But I hadn't been to a Little League game in a while, and I was over on one side where the pitching cages are of Montressor, and they started to play the national anthem. And I thought, it was great. Everybody was out there, and they played over the microphone, over the loudspeaker, the national anthem. And right behind me was the pitching cage, and there was an adult in there still pitching the ball, not stopping, and pitching to a kid that was swinging at the bat the whole time the game was going on. And when the game was over, all the kids that were outside waiting to get in to do the batting cage did clap their hands, and some of them had been, doing for the national anthem. I thought that was funny. I thought the rule which I had forgot, if you get 5 runs, the inning is over. You don't play anymore. That's in his game. In the first 2 innings, the team scored 5 runs, and then they just do. Is that always been the way it has been?
I'm not sure when that went into effect. I really don't remember if we had the 5-run rule when I was a kiddo or not, to be honest with you. I remember playing and having a lot of fun. I really don't know. The way it is at the what they call the AA and the AAA levels now, it is 5 runs, except for the final inning. The final inning, you play, it's baseball, and you play till you get the three outs, or you know, if it's the home team, till they have more runs than the other team. So they do have a 5-run limit in all of the innings except the last inning. And the last inning, it's just, it's baseball. You play until you get the third out or one team wins.
And where is the game tonight?
Tonight's game is at Montressor also.
All right. And that's at 5:30? No.
It'll be a 6 o'clock start.
6 o'clock start.
Yep.
Okay, and about that hockey player that's coming to Penn State that's going to make $700,000?
Yep.
Has he come to campus yet, or do you know?
He has. He and his dad. Oh, you mean like to enroll in classes?
Yes.
He has visited the campus. I think he's not enrolling until the fall. I don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty confident he's not enrolling until the fall semester here. Whether or not he's been up at all, you know, skating around, I would guess maybe he has, but I don't know that for sure.
So he's probably still in the UConn.
Could very well be.
Where is the UConn? Scott, you can answer that one.
That's northwest. Northwestern Canada. Up toward Alaska.
Yes. Anybody that drives to Alaska by a motor vehicle has to go all the way through British Columbia to get to the Yukon Territory, to come back into British Columbia, and then go back into the Yukon Territory to get into Alaska. And you can't even get to the capital unless you take a ferry part of the way to drive if you wanted to go to Juneau, Alaska.
How do you get the through the Yukon? I don't know, but I'll ask her.
Very nice. Okay. All right.
Chuck, you tip your waiters this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks.
Appreciate
call,
the call, Chuck. Thank you. Oh, have you, a great day.
You set them up nicely, Chuck. Very. Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. All right, we're going to take a break. Actually, might have a bit of a theme here. Folks, you've got to do your homework, and you've got to go beyond the headlines. And so I've got two for you when we come back. And some politics and your calls. Let's talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer. Plus, 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here. Jeff and Scott, the phone number to join the program is 814-954-7266.
All right, folks, you need to be a discerning media consumer. Now, hopefully you know this already, but I get the feeling not really. All right, some things we sort of alluded to in that last segment here. You got to read past the headlines. All right, and too many people don't do that. That's an opinion. They just read the headlines, oh my goodness, you know, or something.
Right.
And if you
next thing you're going to have me do is read the book instead of just look at the cover.
Yes.
Give me what? Oh, come on.
Okay. So I've got two quick ones here. All right. Now this first one, I can't remember where I pulled this from. I should have noted that. All right. This is the headline.
All right.
Ohio State announced its game against Penn State will have a wear black theme.
A theme.
Wear black is in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't do this, but I would put down money that AI wrote that headline.
I suspect you're right.
AI wrote that headline. And AI is pretty good and getting better, but still, yes,
not great.
They're having a wear black theme.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So when you mentioned the blackout in the last hour, mm-hmm. I thought, oh, yeah, I got a story on this.
Uh-huh.
Wear black theme. Okay. Then we have this one. This is from last week. All right. This is from Newsweek, well-known media outlet. Now, again, you got to go past the headline. The headline on the story says, Kamala Harris's odds of becoming president soar at bookmaker. That's the headline.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you never go past the headline, you're like, whoa, what happened? Wow, she's got a really good shot. Okay. Then you start to read the story.
Oh, boy.
So this is William Hill is a bookmaker in the U.K., And I swear in the UK, those people bet literally on anything. They bet on anything. Like just how many crackers are you going to eat today? Well, they're going to bet on that. And so they're way ahead of us in betting and odds making and all that sort of stuff, okay? So apparently, now, if you remember, if you follow news last week.
You can't eat 50 crackers in 5 minutes.
How many minutes of your life are you going to lose from eating 50 crackers? Somebody do the research on that.
Yeah.
So Harris announced last week she's not running for governor of California. All right. And then it sort of stopped there. She just said, I'm not going to run for governor of California. Okay.
Well, you know, I've been waiting for the right moment.
Yes.
I think I am ready to share with our audience.
Oh.
I, too, am not running for governor of California.
Well, okay, for starters, you don't live there. Huh? You don't live there.
That's part of why I'm not running
that's
for governor there.
Part of the problem? Okay. Yep. So apparently, when Harris made this announcement last week, this bookie, William Hill, originally,
I call him Bill Hill.
Okay, that sounds good.
Uh-huh.
Originally,
Bill the Thrill Hill.
All right. The odds of Harris becoming the next president in 2028, they were 50 to 1. 50 to 1. Then she makes her announcement. Now the bookie has adjusted it to 25 to 1. So, again, the headline, Kamala Harris's odds of becoming president soar at Bookmaker. Well, they went from 50 to 25 to 1. Now, two problems. Number one, even at 25 to 1, the Bookmaker says that, well, she has a 3.8% chance of winning. 3.8% chance of winning.
Well, that's a lot better than a 1.5% chance of winning.
It was 2%.
Well, there you go.
So now it's 3.8%. Now, on the Republican side, this bookie has J.D. Vance as the favorite. Now, his odds are 5-2. Now, do the quick math. That's 2.5-1.
That's too much math.
All right, I'm sorry. 2.5-1 as opposed to 25-1. Okay. And for whatever reason...
What are my odds?
You don't want to know.
Go down a little further in the story.
I'd have to... I stopped printing at page 8.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You're not in there. I don't know. Somebody asked Donald Trump yesterday at some press gaggle about, you know, who's going to take over for you in 2028. Now, first off, it's interesting. Trump didn't say, well, I'm planning a third term. All right. He didn't do that because, again, he can't do that.
But, well, we're trying to keep that hush-hush.
Very hush-hush. But he mentions Vance. Well, Vance is the vice president. Okay, well, that makes perfect sense. I get it. All right. He mentions Marco Rubio. Okay, yes, I understood. Yeah, those two guys, they're definitely head and shoulders probably above everybody else. But, folks, you got to read past the headlines, all right? Harris's odds soar. Like, okay, yeah, she's up to 3.8%. That's not exactly soaring. Got this story, headline, young adults are less likely to follow politics or say voting is important, according to a poll. Now, this is an Associated Press story, and it quotes a bunch of young people. Now, young people would be like high school kids, college kids, young people in their 20s, and so on. It says here, according to a recent poll, young people, even those who follow politics closely, are less likely to say issues such as the economy, government spending, and health care are, quote, extremely important to them. So, in other words, they're trying to say through this poll that even though young people are voting, I mean, they are voting. It's not like they're not voting. They did last year in the presidential election. Decent, good number of young people voted. They pretty much are just saying that young people just, I don't care.
Well,
young people are far less likely to follow politics closely than older adults are. All right. Now, at one point in this story, it mentions teenagers aged 13 to 17. It says disengagement is higher among teenagers. They don't follow politics very closely or at all. 44%. And I'm thinking, okay, 13 to 17, you can't even vote. Do you remember when you were a teenager? I do. This would be the late 70s for me. Was I interested in politics? No. I was interested in school. I was interested in girls. I was interested in, God forbid, broadcasting. Yeah, that's when this whole crap, started. All right. I didn't follow politics very closely at all. Did you? I mean, I
did not.
Yeah. So again, when I saw this in the story, I'm like, well, duh, no kidding. All right. Teenagers have other things to think about and they can't even vote yet. So it's like, what the heck is that doing in there? But then it got me thinking yesterday. Take a look at all the things that are happening right now. And I've been calling this the age of disruption. Maybe I need to change that. I need to change that to the age, is this a word? The age of disconsolation. How many people out there right now are just really disconsolate? Like, ugh. This, and part of it could be going back to COVID, you know, the whole rigmarole that we had to go with COVID. But think about this. I'm going to mention a bunch of names. All right. Donald Trump, love him, hate him, whatever you want. Controversies across the board with this guy. Okay. Yay, nay, whatever. Boom. Joe Biden. Well, you think of Hunter Biden and that whole mess. And his cognitive decline, and how many people propped him up. And now we're investigating these people. They're calling him on the carpet in Congress. Like, what the heck was happening over the last 4 years with this guy? Then you have Barack Obama. All right? Russiagate. Allegedly, Barack Obama was all for that. The whole Russian hoax. All right? And they're going to try to call him on the carpet. All right? Bill Clinton. Okay, he just got a subpoena. For the Jeffrey Epstein probe, what did he know? How many times did he go to the island? And, of course, if you're old enough to remember Monica Lewinsky, think about that. Then you got Hillary Clinton. She got subpoenaed for the whole Jeffrey Epstein stuff. And the Russia hoax stuff allegedly started with her presidential campaign in 2016. Folks, I could even go back to George W. Bush. Do you remember the Iraq War and what came after? So those are all of our past so-called leaders from about the last 20 years. Did you hear any good information anywhere in those in what I just described? No. And so I could understand young people are looking at this like, okay, these are a bunch of idiots. They're a bunch of bunglers. They're ruining the country. Climate change is going to kill us all. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not surprised that young people are disconsolate right now, down in the dumps. Well, I've got a bunch of stories here about today's college graduates can't find a job. They can't find a job. All right? In fact, where is that? Here we go. Headline, one in two graduates, folks, one in two graduates say their college major didn't prepare them for today's market. One in two, according to this poll. That would be 50%, by the way, Mr. Ironhead, just helping you out there. Okay.
I want to be clear about something, though. Are they saying they can't find a job in their field?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because you said they can't find a job. I'm like, you got to be kidding
me. One in two graduates say their college major didn't prepare them for today's market.
It is one thing to not find a job in your field. It is another to say you can't find a job.
Well, I mean, if you go to college for 4 or 5 years and pay how much money, and you get out of school and it's like, okay, I'm ready to go, and there's nothing there.
I understand. I also, welcome to the real world, and until you can find something, find a job that actually does pay. And, yeah, and maybe you need to work your tail off a little while till you can find such a job.
And live with your parents for the next 10 years? That's going on.
Or find... it is.
That's going on. I mean, my parents, frankly, it's like, Scott, leave. All right, just get out of the house. Go get a job. Go get a life. Leave. All right? And I think in the old days, that was the thought. Most parents were like, go. Go get an apartment, just go get a job, get out of here. Now, again, I've seen these stories of people in their 30s living at home with the folks. Now, if that's you, I'm not trying to badmouth you, but that's unusual. That's not the way it used to be. And I know that some parents probably very quietly,
would you get Junior out of the house here? I'm tired of dealing. He needs to go. Go find a girl or something. Whatever.
Except, so, on one hand, yes. On the other, there are a lot of dynamics that have changed since then, too. And you have a lot more single parents who are, man, it would be nice to have a little help around the house. It would be nice to have, the little company. So I hear what you're saying. And, yes, there are people that are back home living with both of their parents and all of that. But there are some different circumstances where, in some cases, it's actually the kiddo helping out the parent because the parent needs some help. And there's a lot of different dynamics in play these days than generally. I'm not saying those dynamics never existed back in the day, but we're in a different world now.
All right.
On a bunch of different fronts.
I won't disagree with that. That is absolutely true. But, I don't know, just a lot of disconsolate people right now. And again, when you look at all these major political figures, trouble, 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 I can understand why, especially young people, kind of throw up their hands like, this is hopeless. This is just hopeless. I get it. All right. And we've got a Penn State semester starting here in three weeks. And it would be interesting just to get if an intrepid reporter out there is listening, I've got a story lead for you. You know, do either freshmen, like brand new students coming in, or just Penn State students in general, how do they think about this? Are they disconsolate right now? Are they fed up with their elders? That would be a just interesting story angle. No, something to think about. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll have one more segment. If you want to chime in, you can do that. All right? You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will be right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now.
Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
It's Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. And again, some open phone time here in the final segment. About 7 minutes remaining in the big show. 814-954-7266.
Now again, tomorrow's show I'm looking forward to. We're going to have the manager again of the Penn State NIL group. That's this new thing, paying athletes money, and where's the money coming from, and how do you divvy up the money, and all that sort of stuff. Still a lot of questions out there, not only for the here and now, but for the future. And so we're going to have the manager of the Penn State effort joining us tomorrow, really looking forward to this conversation, because I got some questions, some stuff I still don't quite understand. Now, Brave New World, I guess. So that's tomorrow's show. Tune in for that one. That should be pretty good. All right, Donald Trump wants to build a ballroom. All right, this is all right, interesting. What makes a controversy? He wants to build a ballroom at the White House. Now, you might think, didn't they have a ballroom? Not really. Okay. Apparently, now, I've never been to one of these. I've been to the White House. I have been there. Oh, me and Uncle Kev. That was, that was over 30 years ago. Holy fright.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. But apparently in the past, if they wanted to have a big get-together with guests at the White House, they would have to erect a large tent on the White House grounds and then, of course, hope that the weather cooperates and all that sort of stuff. They would have to erect a large, I guess, white tent, and then you would go inside and have tables and chairs and all that sort of stuff. And Trump and friends are like, okay, we're the United States of America. Why are we having big things in a tent? So they're going to build this, or he wants to build this ballroom, 90,000 square foot. Now, first off, number one, that's a big room. Okay, 90,000 square feet is a big room. It's more than just a room. I'm sure it has, you know, kitchens and storage and other things, but it's 90,000 square feet. And the price tag on this, and this is where your friend Scott maybe is really getting too old, $200 million to build a room. Now, again, okay, $700 million to fix up a football stadium seems like an awful lot of money. The Fed, all those great folks at the Fed, the money people, all right, spending about $2.5 billion to either build or fix up two buildings. That's it, two buildings. And they're spending $2.5 billion for that. Here's $200 million for a room. Now, again, when this got announced the other day, some wags on social media, being who they are, just go out, well, that's a great use of our tax dollars, $200 million for a big room. No. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but Trump and friends apparently are going to privately pay for the $200 million room. Now, this room, again, it's big. It's supposed to hold 650 seated guests. It's going to look like the White House. In other words, the architecture and so on, so that it's going to be either connected or next to the White House anyway. So the idea is you have that classical look and so on. Okay, that's great. And if it's privately funded, shouldn't we all be cheering? Shouldn't we all be cheering for that? All right, it's not our tax dollars. But again, my only concern, $200 million for a room? I don't know, Mr. Ironhead, am I just old? Am I seriously over the hill? Say so if you believe it.
It seems a little pricey.
$200 million for a room.
I'll be honest with you. The room is bigger than our house, and that price tag is actually more than our house. Our entire house is less in this room.
You're not charging. You won't charge $200 million. How about
We might put it on the market and just
million.
See if somebody bites.
$10 million.
It's worth. You know,
$1 million.
We just need one person. You know what? I think that's worth
$1 million. Oh, for goodness' sakes! Okay. All right, and finally,
Go ahead.
All right, school starts in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, the little guy.
Yeah.
Right. School starts in 3 weeks. We're still waiting for a state budget. Okay, and waiting. Should Pennsylvania ban phones in school?
Yes.
Now, this is we're talking total statewide ban.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. There are a number of states. I've got a story here. This is actually from the Altoona Mirror. Let's see. Where? It says how many states already have such bans. A lot of states have such bans. Apparently, you know, with some of our legislators in Harrisburg, one idea was to offer schools some kind of an incentive so that they make the decision to ban phones in school, not necessarily coming from Harrisburg. But it sounds like you're perfectly fine with state government just saying, no phones in school.
I don't know that I want state government to make the decision, but I would like each school. We don't need kiddos having the phones in school. I could be persuaded that we don't necessarily need the government stepping in on this, the state government. But, school boards or whatever, get the phones out of the kids' hands during the school day. I would be strongly in favor of that.
Apparently, now, this is in the story. According to this group, 27 states have already restricted cell phone use in school.
Wow, almost so half of them. See, I paid attention.
It's over half.
What?
Yes, 27. It's incredible. According to this quotes a group called Common Sense Media, which is like a watchdog group. Their claim... Now, think about the little... Now, does the little guy have a phone?
No.
He does. Oh, very interesting.
Now does he sneak mom and dad's phone from time to time? And by time to time, I mean pretty much all the time. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen
him. Yes, but he's not supposed to be on it.
I've seen him in here. Okay.
Yes.
According to these people, now, if you're a parent, does this sound right? It says, in an average day... teenagers get 237 notifications a day.
Yowza.
That would be like texts and stuff, or maybe emails.
That's like over one an hour.
237 a day.
I'm doing the math right there.
I might hold this story for later on because we're out of time. I just saw that number. I'm like, holy moly, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's a bit much. Folks, get out there, enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.